Totalitarianism, Some Origins and Consequences. Totalitarianism was a many-sided thing. It had appeared first with the Bolshevik Revolution, for in the denial of individual liberty the communist regime did not differ from the most extreme right-wing totalitarianism as manifested in Germany, although Mussolini was the first to use the term totalitarian, and advance it explicitly as an ideology. The fascist regime that he established lacked the all-embracing control over people's lives to merit the term in its full political meaning. The Catholic Church came to terms with the regime. Antisemitism did not appear until much later. The Italian upper legislative house or senate continued to function, and the king retained many of his prerogatives. As to the differences between Soviet totalitarianism and Nazism, they were important, at least in principle. Theoretically, the proletarian dictatorship was temporary. It did not at first glorify the individual leader. And it was not nationalistic, for it rested on a principle of worldwide class struggle in all nations alike. It adopted a democratic-sounding constitution and paid at least lip service to individual rights. Its constitution officially condemned racism,